For our Georgia playlist, we ask people to tell us what two songs they think best represent the Peach State. The rules are really simple. Nominations have to be songs written or performed by a Georgian, and it can't be one of their own songs if they're a musician. It's the Georgia playlist, and we're going to add two more tracks from a very familiar Georgia voice.
One, two, three.
Hi, my name is Kate Pearson from the B-52s, and also from Kate Pearson, Guitars and Microphones, my solo record.
Hot pants.
My first choice of songs from a Georgia artist, Augusta G.A., Hot Pants, James Brown.
Take your pants off home. It looks much better time. My feet will keep going.
James Brown is unique, and there's just something raw and beautiful and it's eternal. You know, it's like it doesn't age. That song does not age. It doesn't ever sound old, any of James Brown's stuff, you know, and I think a lot of artists feel that way, that he's on one of the top of the list.
Hot man, make you shoot yourself. Good God, you won't like.
Back in the day when the B-52s started, we would dance at the drop of a hat. We'd go over to our friend John Taylor's house. He'd bake cornbread. He was always cooking, so we gravitated to his house. And he'd put on James Brown or Shotgun or something, and we would just dance around the table. We would dance with that cornbread. We would dance, you know, in the middle of the day. So James Brown was one of those people that you could not stop dancing. If Hot Pants was on, you had to get up and dance. Pants smoking. Okay, the second song on my list of Georgia artists from Macon, Georgia, Tutti Frutti by Little Richard.
Womp, bomb, loom, bomb, lomp, bomb, bomb, tutti frutti, oh, who?
It's the same kind of thing as James Brown in a way. You can't stop dancing, and he's also sort of the king of rock and roll, or one of the fathers of rock and roll. It's one of those songs that you could say, okay, the lyrics really are genius in their simplicity.
She rock to the east, she rock to the west, but she's the girl that I love best.
You know, do people just say like, oh, what do these crazy lyrics mean? You know, sometimes they'll take B-52 songs out of context and, you know, they'll read the lyrics and say, this is just so like, how can this be a song? But, you know, this is an example of these lyrics, which apparently he got from some teenage girl, I think he overheard, or she said Tutti Frutti. But, you know, you get your inspiration from wherever. But, I mean, that is just so genius the way he put that together. And it's just in some ways nonsense, but in some ways it's the most profound thing you could ever sing. Tutti Frutti. Oh, Rudy. Tutti Frutti. Nobody could sing like a Little Richard. He's one of a kind. Also, like growing up, you know, gay and Macon, I mean, he's got to be like made of some tough stuff. And I think he's just, you know, just such a brave person to grow up, you know, and do the music he did. And I just think he blazed a trail. I don't think there's one particular sound for the state. No, there's just Athens is a unique sound. I think Macon had its sound, certainly. And there's a really big rap scene in Atlanta. So there's an Atlanta sound, I think, too. And there's a lot of creativity in Georgia.
That was singer-songwriter Kate Pearson of the B-52s with her picks for our ever-growing Essential Georgia Playlist.